From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is in Japan, where he held talks in Tokyo with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and other officials. He assured the Japanese leader the United States would stand by its steadfast Asian ally. He also issued a warning that all options are on the table for dealing with North Korea. VOA's Jeff Custer reports from Washington.
During a joint appearance Monday, Pence assured Prime Minister Abe that the United States would stand by its steadfast Asian ally during what he called challenging times.
As I made clear on behalf of the President in my recent visit to South Korea, the era of strategic patience is over. And while all options are on the table, President Trump is determined to work closely with Japan, with South Korea, with all our allies in the region, and with China to achieve a peaceable resolution and the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Pence's visit to Northeast Asia comes at a time of heightened tensions over North Korea's efforts to develop a nuclear intercontinental ballistic missile. President Trump deployed a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier into the region in response to reports that Pyongyang was preparing to conduct a nuclear test. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Police in France on Tuesday arrested two radicalized Frenchmen, possibly preventing what authorities called an imminent attack just days before a presidential election. The French Interior Minister said police confiscated guns and bomb-making materials from the men. The official provided no other details about their potential targets or motives, but said he suspects the attack was planned for the eve of the French presidential election. The French president called the arrest remarkable and praised police for stopping the planned terror attack. From here in Washington, this is